Currently under construction, the state-of-the-art Ningaloo Centre will deliver new research, education, tourism and community facilities to Exmouth. This landmark building will also provide a first-class conference destination and is a perfect place to start exploring the Ningaloo Coast World Heritage Site. That's what the council website says. However, the aquarium, oft quoted as the jewel in the crown of this $32 million development, is being called something else together. An absolute basket case, according to the man who's now in charge of the Shire. You might remember that Exmouth's councillors were dismissed earlier this year, months after the Triple C revealed that contracts for the construction of the centre were signed by the CEO without authorisation. So what's wrong with the aquarium? Commissioner Ian Fletcher doesn't think it's safe to put fish in. Ian, good morning.
Good morning, Jeff. Can I first qualify? I'm not saying it's not safe to put fish in. What I'm saying is I need to be satisfied based on expert opinion as to whether it will operate effectively. It's too early to say that it's not safe to have fish in, but we haven't filled it with water and certainly we haven't put any species or coral in the aquarium.
I appreciate the clarification. I think also you might have inherited a bit of a yes minister moment. Why do you have reservations about the aquarium as it is, Ian?
Jeff, if we go back in history, the Triple C has had a major investigation into the activities of the Shire of Exmouth, which has resulted in the former Chief Executive Officer and Strategic Project Officer who is responsible for that particular project sacked in December of last year. The Shire Council has been suspended for a period of 6 months and I've been appointed for 6 months from the 4th of January this year. The issue with the centre is that, as was made clear in the public hearings with the Triple C, there were inappropriate procurement mechanisms taken in some areas, including the aquarium. There was another quote which was never considered. I have seen the other quote. It's been provided to me by the superintendent architect on site. So these are all the things that we have to work through to get things back on track. And I'm confident we will get things back on track.
Okay, what's your concern? Is it water quality? Is it where water comes from?
Look, the concern is this, that originally the Ningaloo Centre was going to be built on the canals. And if you're familiar with Exmouth, the new Minister for Regional Development, who I have a high regard for, Alana McTiernan, was involved in that development when she was Minister previously. This Ningaloo Centre was supposed to be on the canals. It's not now on the canals. It was a land swap. So basically, a tanker was going to be purchased to the tune of $60,000 and it was going to provide seawater once or twice a week to this aquarium. Now, Alec Coles, the director of the WA Museum, I sought his advice as expert advice and he asked the question, well, where's the ocean inflow and outflow? There is none. So that's the first question I have is it safe to have a tanker providing new seawater once or twice a week? The other issue is there was no comprehensive staffing plan. There's no business plan for the occupation of the Ningaloo Centre. This tank has to be maintained.
Okay, let me go to a couple of things. So, and the fish that were going to be there are pretty exotic critters that are harvested from the reef itself, aren't they?
That's right, yes. We have to get special permission. You know, there's a licence issue.
Yeah.
And the builder of the aquarium was going to do that. I'm not prepared to have fish go into that tank when we haven't got adequate indication that it makes sense to do that. I want expert opinion, and as I say, I've got the WA Museum involved.
Yeah.
I've also got a fellow by the name of Brad Roberts, who is a very respected researcher into whale sharks. He's been coming up here for 22 years. I met with him yesterday, and he's agreed to help us from the 19th of April onwards to work out what is the best arrangement for that aquarium. The aquarium will go ahead, but under what conditions?
How was it going to be maintained? Who was going to clean the aquarium?
Well, the original plan was that and we've got a very competent swimming pool manager who's qualified to do this sort of work, but he was going to actually go over there, apart from his everyday duties as the manager of the swimming pool, which he does very well. He was going to go over and clean the aquarium.
What, put on a wetsuit and
yeah,
and clean
that,
it.
That's basically it. I'm not questioning his qualifications. I think he's actually well qualified. But the fact is, what happens when he goes on leave? Who's going to do it then? It wasn't properly conceived, Jeff. But we've now got a plan where we're going to have 8 staff. We're using the National Anzac Centre manager, Matt Hammond, who has done a superb job down there. I'm sure you've seen the National Anzac Centre. He's coming up. He's being seconded to work with us to get that centre functioning properly.
Were you concerned also about the council's procurement process with the aquarium?
Absolutely. This is a subject that the Crime and Corruption Commission looked at closely. We, with the Department of Reeves Development, and I must say the department's been very, very helpful in this regard. We initiated 3 audits. One was as to whether the centre could be completed within budget. The second one was the procurement process. And there were several major procurements which were not done properly. They were outside the scope of the procurement policy. One example was the aquarium. As I say, there was another quote that was provided, but that never saw the light of day. And that was a concern, I know, to the CCC. I can't speak on their behalf, but and that'll come out in the report. The other one was the fit-out of the exhibition area. And what we had to do is get independent expert opinion as to whether we got value for money. It has been found that we did get value for money within a range. It's at the top end of the range, but it is value for money. There's no question about that.
Okay. And the overall, what this will represent is still something of significance. But what does it teach us, do you think, a little about projects like this? Because I've been looking at how much was budgeted for the centre. Royalties for Regions provided $19.8 million. Regional Development Australia provided $7 million. Lottery West, $3.5 million. And a couple of million came from the Shire. So I guess we ask the question, firstly, is the money well spent, and how much consideration was there ever to ensure the successful operation of this kind of facility, the kind of due diligence that poses questions that you are now having to pose simply about whether an aquarium is going to be ready for fish?
Jeff, I think the tragedy of this particular project, and dare I say some other Royalties for Regions projects, has been that there has been inadequate due diligence. The business case really did require much closer scrutiny than was the case. And then we had project managers within the Shire who were incapable of doing a good job. They hadn't brought the experts in like the WA Museum. They certainly had done some work with the Oceans Institute at the University of Western Australia. And that's a good part of the project. But there wasn't proper due diligence, hence the reason for the CCC conducting its investigation, which I understand the report will be out within the next couple of weeks. It's a good lesson for all of us as to be careful what you wish for, work through it, and make sure you can manage within that budget. I'm confident that the Ningaloo Centre will be a jewel in the crown, ultimately, because it is a destination and we've got great attractions up here with whale sharks, manta rays, humpback whales, and the Ningaloo Marine Park, which leaves the Barrier Reef for dead in terms of what it offers. And that's our future, but we've got to get it right.
Got to get it right, and you have a big job to do to tidy things up for now, Ian, and we'll keep an eye out on the publication of that report. Thank you very much for talking to us.
Thank you, Jeff.